And it's time of the week we go to Amter and Sean Tipton. Morning, Sean.
Morning, Giles.
Right then, let's talk about this week in the world of travel. Starting off with, is it Vueling putting on more flights?
Yeah, it is Vueling. I mean, the reason I wanted to talk about this is that I think we spoke a few months ago about Vueling, which is not an airline I've flown on, but apparently they're a pretty good one, got a good reputation. And they'd announced then a number of new routes into Spain, in particular to Almeria and a few other destinations as well. But they've announced another one, which is, again, from Gatwick, flying into Jerez. Now, I think this is just indicative of just how important the Spanish market is to the British travel industry and also their confidence in it. I mean, if they're launching all these new routes, that means they're pretty certain they're going to be able to fill them. So some pretty good news there. And I said, if you live in that part of Spain, it's another option for coming back to the UK as well. So I've been to Jerez. That's just a nice little place.
Absolutely. And communications from Jerez to Cadiz, Seville, and indeed, I mean, Gibraltar, Costa del Sol.
It's very easy to get around, isn't it? It's a really good train network. So we did that as a break a few years ago. And Cadiz is quite an exceptional city. I think it's the best tapas I've ever had in Spain.
Ah, now you're
not
talking.
Not to mention the cheapest.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if it opens, because it is the Costa de la Luz is relatively unspoiled. So it'd be interesting to see the reaction. But yeah, it's always good news when you get some.
Well, I'd hope. I don't think you're going to get mass tourism coming in, but you certainly. It doesn't do any harm just to have a few more people coming in. Does it keeps restaurants going, etc. So, but the majority of people going to Spain, they'll go to the old favourites, I think. But other people will be interested in seeing some parts of Spain which are slightly more Spanish.
Indeed, and if you're a petrolhead like myself, of course, you have the Spanish Moto Grand Prix taking place in Jerez every May.
Okay, cool.
There you go. Right then, that's Jerez opening up, which is good news. I'm also talking about whole things Spanish, as we do. Unvaccinated Brits, what's the situation with here?
Well, this was something I saw in one of the tabloids here this morning, actually. And it was basically, there was an interview which the Spanish tourism minister conducted on Spanish radio a couple of days ago, where she said that she was pretty much very hopeful that in the not too distant future, because of the really successful vaccination rollout you've had in Spain, it's 92%, she said, to allow unvaccinated Brits to come into the country. But Spain is actually one of the few that, if you're unvaccinated, just forget it. You're not coming in if you're an adult. Whereas other countries will, as long as you've had a negative test. So I think moving forward a bit, I think they've realised that there are still people, for whatever reason, have not been vaccinated. And they're losing out on that market. So it's not official yet, but I think I wouldn't be surprised if that were to come in time for the main summer period. But again, it's not just willy-nilly. They will still have to prove that they've had a test and that it's come back negative. But I think that's got to be good news as well. So if you look at the general picture of bookings, they are very healthy. But this is, all this will help. And there will, as I said, there will be a percentage of people for medical reasons or for whatever reason have not been able to get vaccinated. So the fact that they will be able to come to Spain in the not too distant future, by the looks of it, yeah, that's got to be good news as well.
Looks like we might have a very busy summer throughout Spain, which is good news. I was in an all-inclusive hotel. I've been actually sort of visiting a friend who's staying in there on the Costa del Sol, and it's very, very busy indeed. It's a TUI hotel. Lots of Germans, lots of French there. So It's good news and a good deal. And finally, that's good news and a good deal. However, Sri Lanka, not a place you really want to be going to at the moment.
No, I thought we needed to mention this because obviously we've been talking about pretty much nothing but COVID and COVID-related issues for the last 2.5 years. Well, other things are going on as well. Now, unfortunately, Sri Lanka's economy is going through some really, really tough times at the moment. I mean, they're pretty desperate. And because of that, they declared a state of emergency in the country. Now, this is something clearly that the Foreign Office will keep an eye on. They do that across around the world, keeping an eye on political situations and issues where they think there might be problems for British nationals. So they've advised against all but essential travel to Sri Lanka. What that means is British tour operators will not send people on holiday to Sri Lanka until the situation improves. And that's not, that's not something we would do lightly, but it's something to bear in mind that if the Foreign Office does make that decision to advise against travel, which it did for a while for the entire world in relation to COVID, but it will, obviously there are other issues as well, and economic turmoil, which could cause, in terms of problems on the streets, of people not happy, clearly, and going through very tough times, very clearly as well. But that means that if you're booked on a trip to Sri Lanka to depart within, certainly within the next few days on a package holiday, tour operators simply won't send people in a situation like that. That doesn't mean you lose. Obviously, that's annoying if you miss your holiday, but you will be given the option either to wait for the situation to improve, which obviously it will at some stage, hopefully in the not too distant future, or go somewhere else, switch your to a different destination, or have your money back. It's as simple as that. It's a disappointment, but I think it's just very important that if you know, the world is quite a volatile place for various reasons, that if you want a level of protection like that, best to book a package holiday.
Yeah, I mean,
you do have that level of protection.
It may be an idyllic location, the beaches, etc. But you know, if the problem does, and there have been some problems there before in Sri Lanka, put it mildly, so you really don't want to be sitting, sort of touching down.
No, you don't. And it's quite difficult. You know, it's quite some distance away. So especially, if you need to be brought home quickly, that's not always an option. If things do, start spiraling out of control, hopefully they won't, but got to err on the safe side of caution in a situation like this. So I can understand why the Foreign Office has done it.
Absolutely. Sean, you're off next week, aren't you? You're off on your trip to Greece. Is it Greece again?
It's Greece again. So we're off to the Peloponnese, which is, I've mentioned that before, I highly recommend it, a really lovely part of Greece. I'm very much looking forward to that. So early start though, flight's at 7 o'clock in the morning on Monday.
I don't mind an early flight because it means, you've got less chance of being sort of knocked on during the day sort of thing. So I'm quite okay with an early morning flight.
We can sleep on a flight. Exactly.
Well, listen, Sean, have a great rest. Anything else crossing your radar?
That's it. No, there's nothing too drastic heading our way. We're pretty much getting back to normal. I was looking at a story of people misbehaving rather badly on a low cost flight, which I thought we could talk about that. But I'll leave that.
We've done, and we haven't even mentioned travel chaos today. So I have to put away. So there you go. Listen, Sean, have a great rest of your time. Have a great weekend or great break in Greece, and we'll speak to you when you get back. Sean, thank you very much for your time today.